Watch Elizabeth Warren, Amnesty for All Illegal Aliens is Good for American Workers. By John Binder on September 29, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, a top candidate for the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination, says amnesty for every illegal alien living in the United States is good for American workers who will be forced to compete against newly legalized low-skilled foreign workers. During a town hall with the United Food and Commercial Workers, UFCW, union in Madison Heights, Michigan, Warren said she will give amnesty to all 12 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the country, a move that would immediately drive up foreign competition in the labor market for America's working and blue-collar class. Warren said, "We need a pathway to citizenship for the people who are here and here to stay. They are our neighbors, they are our brothers and sisters. They are here. We need a path, not just for dreamers, but also a path for grandmas, and for little kids, and for people who came here to work on farms, and for students who overstayed their visas. We need a path that is fair and achievable. Bring people out of the shadows. It is good for all workers, and we need to get them into our unions." Emphasis added. Similarly, Warren is promising to expand legal immigration levels, which are already at historically record high rates. About 1.2 million mostly low-skilled legal immigrants are admitted every year, not including the hundreds of thousands who arrive on temporary visas to compete against Americans for jobs. "We need to expand legal immigration," Warren said. "The Trump administration has cut it. Families are separated now for years through the legal system. People are frustrated with what they can't do." Though Warren has taken a populist nationalist stance on various economic policies, her plan to support more immigration to the U.S. is a key component of the globalist ideology supported by the nation's donor class. High levels of immigration, illegal and legal, put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. Research by analyst Stephen Camerota has found that every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.